From the world headquarters of Humor at Work in Canmore, Alberta, this is Michael Kerr with another episode of Humor at Work. So October 16th is official boss day, which I've discovered, courtesy of my wife, does not mean that I get to boss everyone around for one day. It's of course meant to honor and celebrate the great work of bosses everywhere. And it is worth reflecting on the fact that being the big cheese is often a thankless and at times lonely position. So we need to remember it's not just frontline employees that need to feel appreciated and valued and feel the love. We need to appreciate and value our bosses. So here's a mildly interesting fact on that note. Hallmark Cards increased its line of Happy Boss Day cards by 28% in 2007, which seems to indicate that maybe more bosses are getting appreciated. It's also a good day, though, to reflect upon how important it is for organizations to invest in leadership training. Truly inspiring organizations invest heavily in training, coaching, and mentoring programs that help turn bosses into truly inspiring leaders. In fact, research from the book Teamwork, What Must Go Right, reveals just how important good leadership is to the success of any team. Here's what they found, and these numbers are staggering. They find that innovative ideas are adopted 61% of the time on a well-led team versus only 23% of the time on a poorly led team. Deadlines are met 83% of the time on a well-led team versus only 33% on a poorly led team. And conflicts are resolved 87% of the time on well-led teams versus only 22% of the time on poorly led teams. But wait, there's more. Well-led teams spend 35% less time in unproductive meetings, make 38% fewer errors, burn out 63% fewer people, and reach 55% more milestones. So we have to remember, leadership matters a lot. So what is your organization doing to support, appreciate, and develop its current and future generation of inspiring leaders? And now my fun at work tip. As this week's quote, as you'll hear in a few minutes, suggests, the term boss doesn't always have the most positive connotation, which is why, you know, I prefer to go by the much gentler supreme commander of the universe. So this week's assignment, create fun and positive alter ego titles for your team or project leaders and for all your various big kahunas, grand poobahs, and top bananas. A senior manager for Barrel Health, for example, uses the alternative job title, the Queen of Fun and Laughter. One VP at Zappos has no title as his official job title. Yes, I think it's on his business card, because they couldn't think of anything to call him. An engineering company that I know of creates fun, wacky project leader titles for every new project based on the themes and terms related to that particular project. And of course, they also give alternative job titles to all the project team members as well. So have some fun with this, but here's some advice. Just stay away from terms like Darth and, you know, Vader. And a quote of the week by Russell H. Ewing. A boss creates fear, a leader confidence. A boss fixes blame, a leader corrects mistakes. A boss knows all, a leader asks questions. A boss makes work drudgery, a leader makes it interesting. And finally, in It's a Wacky World, a Chinese boss outsourced his 12-year-old daughter's homework assignment to 9 of his employees. The assignment took a whopping 3 days to complete, and we know this because one of the employees snitched him out to a newspaper. So here's a math question for you. If it takes 9 adult employees to complete a 12-year-old's homework assignment, then, well, how frightening is that? I mean, seriously, 9 employees to do a 12-year-old's homework assignment? That's a little scary. Until next time, this has been Michael Kerr at Humor at Work, reminding you to put humor to work for less stress and more success.